know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
And it is time for us, those weekend golf guys.
Sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
I'm John Ashton. I don't sound like this all the time. I'm sick, so be kind. Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. He's not sick. He's sounds bad all the time. And a special guest, welcome in again, returning to the show for the umpteenth time. I've lost count. Glad to have her every time she's here, Kelly Stenson.
Yeah, glad to be here. Let's be nice this morning.
It's, yes.
It's all good. Let's have some fun. And I'm kidding. I like to have fun with you guys. Whatever. Let's go.
Kelly is the queen of golf media. She's every place. You can't find a place that she's not. So good for you.
So was your time in Scotland business or pleasure or both?
Oh, no, it was just for fun, which was great. So it was a little bit of an impromptu trip I took with my 15-year-old son. So we went to Ireland a couple summers ago and we had a ball. And I'd been thinking about it. And then I realized he's 15. I better plan it and just go because I don't know how much longer he's going to want to travel with his mom and play golf. So we went over and we kind of centered around Edinburgh, which I've learned is the way to pronounce it. You know, this all these boroughs and burgs kind of throw me off a little bit. And so I had an idea of some of the places I wanted to play, but we also at 8 a.m. we have partnered with Simon Holt, who is a travel company. So he was helpful. But we just had a ball. We played like, I don't even know, it was like 10 days of golf. We're a little bit hardcore, so we walked and carried our bags. And one day we played 27 and one day we played 36, you know, with it being light until like 10:30. You know, we were talking about door knock. You know, we teed off at 6 p.m. and finished at 10, and it was still as bright as could be. So it was just awesome. We had such a wonderful time.
Wow. Did the question is, did you gain weight or lose weight when you're over there? Because I always lose weight because I'm not a really big fan of the food.
The food was okay. I don't know. I didn't really weigh myself all summer. We were on for 6 weeks. I got back and I stayed about the same. So I probably lost a little bit of weight in Scotland because we were putting down like, I know I track my steps a little bit, like 25, 30,000 steps was kind of not unusual. So I probably lost a little weight, but you know.
And having a 15-year-old son with you keeps you out of the pubs at night, right?
A little bit, yeah. Early dinners. And then we were pretty hardcore. We played a ton of golf. We had a ball. Golf courses were amazing.
That's bucket list for most golfers. I imagine most people listening to us right now are going, oh, damn, I wish I could do that. Or, yes, I remember how fun I had when I did that.
I just kind of tell parents of young children, you know, certainly introduce them to golf and hopefully they like it. Because I did this with my dad. I mean, we didn't travel the world, but we went to Ireland once and we played a ton of golf together. And that kind of captive time with your child on the golf course with lots of time to talk is so awesome.
Yes, and you don't have to go to Scotland either. I mean, you've got a son or daughter or parent or brother or sister, anybody who golfs, get together, go somewhere you've never been before. Go up to the Northwest, go out to the West Coast, go to South Carolina.
Yeah, lots of good golf, that's for sure.
It certainly is. Before we get any further, though, I do need to point out that this edition of Those Weekend Golf Guys is being sponsored by Bet Online. And they are the world's most trusted betting platform. They are your number one source for everything online sports betting. Now, right now, you can receive a 50% free bet of up to $250 on your first deposit. And you can bet that on anything from the Olympics to baseball, even to Formula One racing. And BetOnline has every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. So when the game's over, you head on over to the online casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with on one of the over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. There we go.
You do that so well.
Hey.
No, that's good.
You want to write
like
that down and tell
video announcer or something.
Maybe. Don't make me laugh.
Made him choke, Jeff.
You know, we talk about this travel golf with our children. You know, we used to do this, and I wish I could do it some more, but now my kids are all old because I'm old, and it just, I miss it so much. When Drew and Caroline and Rebecca, we would go to trips. We take our vacations. We go to Hilton Head, and we got a place there, and we'd go, and it would be the full blown vacation. But golf was always a part of it. And for all you parents out there, here's a little trick to make them love golf. If you got more than one child, take one with you at a time, and the other gets mad they didn't get to go, and then change it up. And next thing you know, you get to spend a lot of great quality time with your child on the golf course. I can't think of a better time because nobody's on their phones. There's no TVs. There's no interruptions. And you get to just have a wonderful time with your child, and you get to teach them a little bit of stuff about the game, and then they learn to love it.
Well, I was going to say, both you and Kelly are two of the best teachers in the world. Do you teach when you're out there, or is it a break for you too, just to bond with the family?
Well, for me, it's a break, but there's always a little bit thrown in when they're looking a little bit irritated about something. You know, now it's less teaching. But then it was just father, son, father, daughter time with Rebecca and Caroline. It was, and Drew, it was wonderful, but there was some teaching going on, but not a ton.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was interesting for me because, you know, golf in Scotland is so difficult, from the wind to the hard ground. So for me, it was just, like Jeff said, the moments of pain where you have something you might say that could be helpful. You know, my son would land the ball on the green where he's used to seeing it spin because he hits it really high, and it would take this big giant bounce and it'd go flying over the green. And his comment was always, "Well, why?" And my comment would be something simple like, "Well, maybe next time, you know, just land it a little short of the green." And, you know, he learned through pain, and
it's
kind of all came together at the end of the trip, which is really interesting. And plus the wind. I mean, we played Castle Stewart, which is now a Cabot course called Cabot Highland. And it was like 50 miles an hour. It was like a 5-club wind.
Whoa.
And he said, "Have you ever played in wind like this before?" I said, "Yes, in Ireland with my dad." And, you know, it's just hard, and you kind of lean forward and you just put your head down and you go hit the ball, and it might not go anywhere, but you go hit it again. So for me, it was those times of pain where lessons could be learned, and most of it was self-learning for him.
You know, when you look at a globe, it is surprising even to me to see just how far north Scotland is. I mean, I vacation in Maine. You know, my family lives around Portland, Maine. You draw a line due east from Portland, Maine, and you hit Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah. And you think you're far north in the United States.
In Maine, we think we're way up there. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the name of that course, Jeff. It's called Durness. It's a 9-hole course. Yeah. And you've got to take this crazy road from Dornoch, like 2.5 hours. It's supposed to be a 2-way road, but it looks like a 1-way road near in the middle of nowhere. But my friend Jeff Warren from the bridge, he suggested we play it, and it was fabulous. I mean, it was windy and it was hard to get there and back, but boy, oh boy, it was just spectacular views of, and we were on the northern tip of Scotland. It was north. But amazing.
Yeah. And did you use I don't want to say a travel agency, but a golf trip official, golf trip planner type of company to take care of all of your needs?
A little bit. I like to try to plan this stuff a little bit myself as well. So I kind of knew where I wanted to play. But as I mentioned before the call, we have partnered with Simon Holt at 8 a.m. So we have 8 a.m. travel now, and he's got a tremendous track record of travel all over the world. So he was very helpful, and he was nice enough to play North Berwick with us, which he's a member there, which was
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. I remember the first time we went over there to Scotland, and it was, we hung out in Edinburgh for a little bit, and all of a sudden we said, "All right, let's go over this way." And I managed to pull off getting all five of us on North Berwick. And it was just flat out crazy. We've not seen anything like that before. And then we hadn't seen anything like that since, actually. there's some different holes out there. There's one where there's a green right there, and the one of those stone walls is literally right there.
That was one of my favorites. That was a great hole.
That's 16. I can't remember.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember.
The green on the next hole, which huge, and then it's up, down, and then way up again. I said, I've just got to hit this putt. It just looks too much fun. And it was fun.
Yeah. The literal roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be, you've got to be hardcore when you're playing in a 50 mile an hour wind and still are able to have fun. You know, that just gets way frustrating for so many people
who bogey is like a par. You just got to kind of change your, especially into the wind. It's for some reason, it tends to be like downwind going out and like into the wind coming in. So you're like, oh, this is great. And then,
not.
The work begins as you turn around. It's like, holy cow. You know, like this is really, I had more three woods than I've hit in a while. And to be honest with you, my three wood, a lot of times in my garage. So, but I brought it because I used it.
Need to keep that ball down out there. When you think about travel golf with your family, you got to think about all the other things you're going to do. If you go with a gaggle of golfers, you don't have to think too much about all the other stuff you're going to do. When you're going with your family, whether they be a gaggle of golfers or not, there's still this desire to go do some other things.
Yeah, yeah. You have to plan it out, do a little research, try to figure out what to do when you get there and things like that. We've got more to talk about with Jeff Smith, Kelly Stenzel, and you need to hang out and listen. Anytime you got a question, you know, you can just go to thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Get in touch with Jeff or me. Ask a question. We'll address it on the air right here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang out. We'll be right back.